The Flatus Show, featuring Ken Steffler and Jose the Poodle. Welcome to The Flatus Show, and this week the show is going to be very abbreviated due to technical difficulties. I had some stuff recorded and it didn't come out well, and I don't want to repeat myself. So that's all I have to say about that. I did want to mention Brenda Starr has been resurrected from the earth, and she was buried alive, and she has just come to. So she is she's not dead, thank God. Another thing about Brenda Starr is Brenda Starr's creator, Dale somebody or other, it's a woman, she just died this past April. She was 98, and she started Brenda Starr in 1940, so Brenda Starr has been around for a long time. And also, I just discovered that Mary Worth, which I didn't know existed anymore, but apparently it's in some Seattle paper, that started in 1938. Let's see, the church segment. This week, the Bible segment, I should say, as I read this thing in Leviticus, which I love, and it talks about how pleasing the odor of the sacrifices that God knows. And I think this is funny when I read it, because, you know, God loves the barbecue. So, you know, the best way to get to heaven is to have yourself cremated and certainly basted with barbecue sauce before you go into the oven. Modern Priscilla Cookbook, my recipe this week, which I didn't read, actually, but I can have right now, and I'll add it. I actually can read the recipe here, because it's so wonderful. It's sardine cocktail. Now, I've never made this, but I want to make it. It sounds so disgusting. And I'll read the recipe, and any of you guys out there, gals, if you make it, let me know what you think of it. Sardine cocktail. Use one lemon for every two people to be served. Cut in halves, then cut a tiny bit from the end of each half so it will stand steadily on a plate. Scoop out the inside pulp and fill with minced sardine mixture. To each number 1/2 can of sardines, add a teaspoon of French mustard, 2 hard-cooked eggs, chopped very fine, a dash of Tabasco sauce, and mayonnaise to moisten. Cut the peel of another lemon into thin strips and use for handles on the lemon basket. Serve on lettuce. That just sounds so yummy. So that's that. I'm going to include in this podcast an interview with my partner on birding. He's a birder. So that will fill out the rest of this segment. Now for the interview recorded yesterday. Welcome to the Flatus Show.
Well, it's nice to be here.
So, how did you start birding?
I was given a book when I was in college, and I was interested, and I've always been interested, but I didn't really take it seriously because I lived in the city. And I always liked the book, but I didn't get interested in birding until I moved here to Rockport about 3 years ago. And then I got a new edition of that book and started in earnest.
So if somebody wanted to start bird watching, what would you suggest that they do? What do they need besides their eyes?
You need to be around a place that has some birds. Actually, you can bird anywhere. City, country, suburbs, your yard. You need a good guide. And there are many on the market.
Which ones would you suggest?
Well, I think probably the Sibley guide to birds of Eastern North America as a pocket guide is a good start. It has good illustrations. They're actually paintings. Bird guides are divided into two types. That you can either get a photographic guide, where there are obviously photographs of birds, or you can get an illustrated guide where there are paintings or drawings.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the guides that have the illustrations or the paintings are better because they emphasize or even slightly exaggerate characteristics of birds that you need to know to identify them.
What's that bird that is on top of the feeder down there?
That is a house finch, a male house finch.
It's with the red, the deep red on the throat. That's really pretty.
Yeah.
Is that a is that plumage change?
To tell you the truth, I don't know. I see them only in the summer, so I don't think they're around here in the winter. I'm not positive of that, though.
What's the other bird on the other side? It's like bluish on top. It's like a blue.
It's a female house sparrow.
That's a female house sparrow. So we have a male and female house sparrow.
No, the male is a house finch.
Oh, I'm sorry, house finch. House finch and house sparrow.
And house sparrows are not native to this area. They were introduced, I think, released in Central Park in the 1850s, maybe.
Mm-hmm. And
now they're widespread over the entire United States, and they actually take over the territories of other birds.
Oh, that's bad. So, sort of like white European males.
I guess. Yeah.
So. What are the best places to bird in Rockport or, Cape Ann?
Well, I think it's always, you can always get pretty lucky if you're somewhere near water, whether that be the ocean or a pond or a lake, because birds tend to hang out near water.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's just a little swamp in the woods, probably the most likely place you're going to see birds. On Cape Ann, if you're looking for ocean birds, any of the beaches, a lot of people bird from Halibut Point, which is a state park in Rockport, or Andrews Point, which is another ocean spot in Rockport. Halibut Point is also a good place to bird for passerine birds, perching birds, songbirds.
It's a bee.
And the Eastern Point, which is in Gloucester, is a good place to see birds that are migrating.
Any other places that you would suggest that people go to if they, let's say, there are different habitats, right, that you know about, right, that
mm-hmm.
have different birds. So, let's say somebody is not in Cape Ann or along the shore, right, in their area, what kind of spot will they want to look for? So, you mentioned
area.
Like ponds, like ponds are a good place, or like anywhere there's water is good. Are there any other places to look for birds? About like that deep woods, is that a good place?
Well, you'd think so, and maybe it is, but my experience has been I see more birds on the edges of woods than in the deep woods.
So maybe like in a meadow or something like that where there's a wood.
I could be wrong about that, but that's my experience, limited.
Well, I mean, that's the story, we and I don't, so that's why I'm asking. And our listener or listeners will hopefully find this informative. Thank you very much. I'll keep you anonymous, as we talked about, and thank you again.
And that was an interview yesterday my partner regarding birding in the Cape Ann area, but actually anywhere. And so, if you're looking for birds, the edge of the wood and water are two great places to find them. That's where they hang out. So, we know what that music means. Thank you for listening, and have a great day. You've been listening to The Flatus Show, featuring Ken Steffler and Jose the Poodle. You can reach me at kenty@kensteflersmusic.com.